brought to you by Penguin.
Spartacus the Gladiator by Ben Kane, read by Michael Praed. Chapter 1. Southwestern Thrace, autumn 74 BC. When the village came into sight at the top of a distant hill, a surging joy filled him. The road from Bithynia had been long. His feet were blistered, the muscles of his legs hurt, and the weight of his mail shirt was making his back ache. The chill wind snapped around his ears, and he cursed himself for not buying a fur cap in the settlement he'd passed through 2 days prior. He had always made do with a felt liner and, when necessary, a bronze helmet, rather than a typical Thracian foxskin alopecus. But in this bitter weather, maybe warm clothing was more important than war gear. Gods, but he was looking forward to sleeping under the comfort of a roof, out of reach of the elements. The journey from the Roman camp, where he'd been released from service, had taken more than 6 weeks, and winter was fast approaching. It should have been less than half that, but his horse had gone lame only 2 days after he'd left. Since then, riding had been out of the question. Carrying his shield and equipment was as much as he could ask it to do without worsening its limp. "Any other mount, and I'd have sacrificed you to the gods long ago," he said, tugging the lead rope that guided the white stallion ambling along behind him. "But you've served me well enough these last years, eh?" He grinned as it nickered back at him. "No, I've no apples left. But you'll get a feed soon enough. We're nearly home. Thank the rider." Home. The mere idea seemed unreal. What did that mean after so long? Seeing his father would be the best thing about it, although he'd be an old man by now. The traveller had been away for the guts of a decade, fighting for Rome, a power hated by all Thracians, yet one that many served nonetheless. He had done so for good reasons, to learn their ways, so that one day I can fight them again. Father's idea was a good one. It had been the hardest act of his life to take orders from some of the very soldiers he had fought against, men who had perhaps killed his brother, and who had certainly conquered his land. But it had been worth it. He had learned a wealth of information from those horse-uns. How to train men mercilessly, until they fought as one unit. How vital it was to obey orders, even in the red heat of battle. How trained soldiers could be made to stand their ground in the most extreme situations. Discipline, he thought. Discipline and organization were two of the most vital keys. "It wasn't just the desire to learn their ways that had you leave your village," added his combative side. "After its last defeat by the legions, your tribe had been thoroughly cowed. There was no chance of fighting anyone, least of all Rome. You are a warrior who follows the rider god. You love war, bloodshed, killing. Joining the Romans gave you the opportunity to take part in never-ending campaigns. Despite everything that they've done to your people, you still took pleasure from waging war alongside them." "I've had a bellyful of it for now. It's time to settle down. Find a woman. Start a family." He smiled. Once, he would have scorned such ideas. Now, they were appealing. During his service with the legions, he'd seen things that would turn a man's hair grey. He'd become used to them. In the red heat of battle, he had acted in much the same way. But sacking undefended camps and villages, and seeing women raped and children killed, were not things that sat especially well with him. "Planning how to take the fight to Rome will do me for a while. The time for war will present itself again," he said to the stallion. "In the meantime..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?